Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Enjoying Success with Sharon Michaels on Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome. This is Sharon Michaels of SharonMichaels.com and welcome to Women Enjoying Success Radio. Thank you so much for listening, and I believe that together we can achieve and even exceed our wildest expectations. There is synergy and energy when we come together like this to discuss positive and empowering ways to succeed and enjoy our lives. The goal of this program and every Women Enjoying Success broadcast is to take an empowered look at how today's women are achieving and enjoying success, abundance, and prosperity. You can read more about my coaching programs and mastermind groups at SharonMichaels.com. And please check out my newest Kindle, How to Keep Yourself and Your Business on Track, Staying Focused on Success. Available now on Amazon.com. You can download it to your ebook reader immediately. Before we begin, here's my recommendation. Get pen and paper ready, because you're going to want to make some notes and jot down a few ahas. I'm Sharon Michaels, and I teach you how to do business successfully. For over 25 years, I've been coaching and mentoring women just like you and me to greater personal and professional success. And over the years, I've seen how important it is to use email successfully. Today, I want to share 9 creative ways to personalize your emails. Depending on your email marketing software, it's important to learn all the features so you can use it to its fullest potential. You might not even be aware of all the things your email marketing software is capable of doing. And I'm talking something like MailChimp or Constant Contact or AWeber. So here's 9 ways to personalize your emails. Number 1, craft interest-targeted email messages. You know, use the software to capture the information needed to personalize and craft email messages toward what your subscriber wants to know about. Capturing the right information will enable you to point your subscribers to products and services that they want. Here's number 2. Create geocentric messages. What I mean is, it's likely that your software allows you to capture location-based information from subscribers. This location-based information can be used for a variety of purposes, from marketing events in your area to encouraging them to visit your location if you're a storefront. Number 3, let them define what information they want. Sending a poll or a checklist to subscribers that lets them define what information they want is a good way to find out exactly what your subscribers need and want to hear from you. That way you can personalize your emails even more. Number 4, acknowledge purchases made. Each time a purchase is made, it's important to acknowledge it with a thank you, but also move them off a list that keeps promoting that item. If you feel like you're harassing them to buy something that they already have, they won't respond as well when you market something new to them. Number 5, encourage social sharing. Put social share buttons on appropriate email messages so that your subscribers can help you get more people to sign up for your email mailing list. This is a type of personalization that encourages them to share with their friends, but also encourages them to friend, like, and follow you on other social channels. Number 6, insert predefined fields. Now, what that means is most email programs allow you to insert different predefined fields. For example, let's just say that you have a website that's devoted to selling art. You could send a questionnaire to your audience asking them what their favorite style is. Then the software will not only trigger the right emails to go out based on that style, but will also mention the style within the email message. 7, use data insert fields. It's important for many of your emails to be pre-crafted, but you can make the email message look as if it was created using a date in the insert field. The email message looks timelier. With that function in conjunction with special sales pages that also show the current date, you can personalize by keeping everything looking current. 8. Use retargeting technology. When someone visits your website or buys something, it's important to use the technology available to retarget them for buying something new. When your user receives your email and opens it, a software program can be used to install what they call a cookie that will then allow specialized ads to be delivered to the user when they visit various websites. Now, I have personally mixed feelings about that. I'm not crazy about opening another type of email message or website and seeing all these ads pop up. So I say use it at your discretion. 9. Ask for reviews for products purchased. Whenever a customer buys a product, send them a thank you message and a series of follow-up messages. One of these can be a request for a product review. After giving them enough time to try and use your product or service, ask them for a testimonial. Ask them for a review. What do you think? Is that something you could do? And I say use all of this with your best judgment, knowing your customers and clients in your ideal market. Let me go through them one more time. 1, craft interest-targeted email messages. 2, create geocentric messages for specific locations. 3, let them define what information they want to know from you. 4, acknowledge purchases made with a thank you. 5, encourage social sharing. 6, insert predefined fields to make it more personalized. 7, use date insert fields. 8, use retargeting technology. And finally, 9, ask for a review or a testimonial for the products or services purchased. Even though most of our customers and clients are savvy enough to realize that email marketing is mostly automated today, they still respond better to more personalized information. So if you want to compete with others, it's imperative that you use your software to its fullest potential by using it as much personalization as it's capable of. And again, when I'm talking about email marketing software, I'm talking about something like MailChimp, Constant Contact, AWeber. They can be customized. So use all of this to the best of your ability and to your discretion, knowing your customers and clients. A reminder, you can download and listen to all of the Women Enjoying Success programs 24/7 right on your computer. And they're also available through iTunes under Women Enjoying Success as a free podcast. You can read more about my coaching programs, mastermind groups, and other products at SharonMichaels.com. And please check out my newest Kindle book, How to Keep Yourself and Your Business on Track, Staying Focused on Success. Available now on Amazon.com. And purchasing as a Kindle, you can download it to your ebook reader immediately. Keep up with me on Twitter at Sharon Michaels, and on Facebook, where I invite you to join the discussion on my Facebook page, Sharon Michaels Author. Well, this is Sharon Michaels saying, I believe in you. And until next time, enjoy all of your successes. And thank you so much for listening.